live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And time to go back to regular weather again. I think we're damp enough. And we have someone here today who can appreciate all that rain, right, Cody Rose? Yeah, Cody will be here with his wife Tammy on behalf of the Firefighter Angel Foundation. We have a really good guest list for you today, by the way. Cody and Tammy will be here in just a moment. Plus, we have John Moore with the Professional Writers of Prescott Group. They have monthly meetings to help you get published. And our friends from VFW Post 10227 in Prescott Valley will also be part of today's show. Now, for baseball fans, the Diamondbacks are off until Friday as baseball observes the annual All-Star break, and they will be those who qualify will be in Washington this evening for the annual Home Run Derby. Now, you heard us twice last week do interviews with or talk about J.D. Souther. Well, his concert scheduled for this evening at the Prescott Elks Theater has been postponed to a later date. They are looking at sometime possibly in August, depending upon when the Elks Theater has got an available date. But the J.D. Souther show for this evening has been postponed, so don't go to the Elks Theater this evening. Hey, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at DJFone, that's DJFONE, at KQNA.com. Stay tuned because we've got Cody and Tammy just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Grandpa Gettle here for Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Summer's back and things are heating up. Time for all kinds of fun. Family vacations, barbecues, bike rides, camping trips, and swimming in the river. I remember when my grandsons Adam and Ted were boys, they loved having time to play all summer long. Now they work hard to keep you cool and comfortable during even the hottest months of the season.
For four generations, highly trained technicians, mobile dispatch, and 24/7 emergency services, Gettle's High Desert Mechanical is the name to trust. Call 928-567-2200 or visit GettlesHDM.com.
Don't forget they take care of plumbing problems too. They sure work hard. Give those boys a call, 928-567-2200. They're waiting to hear from you and we thank you kindly.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Don't settle, get Gettles.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
This is how your water sounds out of the faucet? Sounds like a hard water problem. Soap scum, dull lifeless hair, and water spots on your sparkling dishes are just the start. Hi, this is Bo Woods. Call me at RED Plumbing to schedule your quick and easy hard water test. Don't wait for ruined pipes, repairs, or for your water to slow to a trickle. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday. Bye. Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live. There we go. Master Mechanic here. We are back live. On behalf of the wonderful Firefighter Angel Foundation, Cody, I made kind of a little joke earlier about all the rain we got over the weekend, but boy, I bet you guys are breathing a sigh of relief. As long as it's not flooding, right?
Yeah, that caused a whole nother problem for us with
the
flooding.
You're trading one devil for the other, right?
Yeah, the fire, though. I'm mitigating.
Mm-hmm. Tammy is a firefighter's wife. Tell me about what a firefighter's wife goes through just with what these guys have to put up with.
Oh, just hope that they're safe, and the flood's kind of scary, but they seem to be doing okay.
Mm-hmm. And you are doing a lot on behalf of helping with the firefighters and with Cody. Tell us what the basic mission of the Firefighter Angel Foundation is.
Just to help as many families in need and children to make sure they have everything that they need for school and winter for coats and shoes. We have tons of shoes that are donated every year to make sure the kids have new shoes and backpacks and everything for school. So our goal is to make sure every kid in the Tri-City area is taken care of.
And you've got a couple of Fill the Bus events coming up. Cody and Tammy, tell us about those.
Yeah, we got the Fill the Bus event coming up. It's going to be in Prescott Valley and Chino Valley. It's on July 23rd in the Prescott Club in Stone Ridge and Prescott Valley, and then at Safeway in Chino Valley from 9 to 4 at both places. There we'll have a bus from Humboldt School District and from Chino Valley School District, and we hope people come out, bring school supplies, and we'll stuff the bus, and hopefully we fill it up and have to go get another one.
When it comes to school supplies, what in particular are you looking for?
So, composition books, pencils,
crayons, notebooks, backpacks.
Oh,
glue.
I would think backpacks especially, huh?
Yeah. Stuff that the kids would take to school in their backpacks. And they get the forms from each one of their schools requiring whatever those supplies are, notebooks and all that stuff. So that kind of stuff, our goal is just to be able to stuff a backpack and we give it to the kid and he's ready to go, or he or she is ready to go to school, wherever that is.
Now, what do you say to people who say, oh, the kids already get all this stuff at school, don't they?
No, they don't. So that's why we're doing this. We're partnering with the schools in Chino and with Humboldt, and there's a lot of kids that don't have these supplies. So our goal is, like Tammy said, is to make sure that every one of the kids are taken care of throughout the Tri-City area.
Do you also welcome people bringing supplies for teachers?
Absolutely. We do the same thing. So we'll have a box that we'll take to each one of the schools that's just the supplies for the teachers that they can put out in their room, and that's the hand sanitizers and the cotton swabs and alcohol wipes and the Clorox wipes and those kind of things that they use throughout their classroom. Yes.
Take me back now, both of you. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school when you were kids? Tammy?
I went to Bradshaw.
Okay. And Cody?
I grew up in Superior, Arizona, and went to Kearney Ray High School.
Okay. Tell us how you think being a kid in school, back to school time, differs from then versus now. Any changes, do you think?
We didn't have such a big list for school supplies. And the teachers seem to be spending a lot of their own money. So we like to donate as much as we can to the teachers also. So that's changed a lot.
Yeah, and I think it's like you said earlier about what's the stuff that you're bringing or what do you need, and these kids may not need that stuff. Well, back when we went to school, you're right, we probably didn't need as many supplies because it was provided for us. But with budget cuts and things that have happened over the years until now, the kids are given a list of stuff that they bring, and some parents can't afford that. So
sure.
That's what we're here for, is to be able to help all those kids.
Now, take me back also to when you, Cody, when you first got involved as a firefighter. Tell me what kind of training you went through and what kind of surprised you between what you expected going into firefighting versus what you see every day.
Yeah, and when I grew up in Superior, I was around a lot of wildland fire there. It's a desert. It's hot there and lots of wildland fire. So I expected some of that. But moving up to the Tri-City area, I initially moved to Chino Valley and learned a lot of the EMS and the medical part of that, which is the large majority of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot different. There's a lot of customer care and internal customer service, external customer service that we provide that I didn't know nothing about. So I had a lot of, that was a big learning curve for me. And I think it's a big part of what we do now outside of the fire part of it.
Now, as a wildland firefighter, a lot of your work, I assume, is keeping the fires from starting in the first place and thinning the forest, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's what we, our whole fire prevention department within Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority and Prescott Fire as well, that's all about the mitigation to prevent the hazard from occurring in the first place. But when it does happen, then that's what we have our resources for, to try to get that out as quick as we can and try to not harm or hurt any person or residences, like we had the Viewpoint Fire. Same thing. We just try to keep it away from the residences, and we'll take care of the fire later.
Sure. And when anybody who has seen the movie Only the Brave, there's a scene where Josh Brolin takes his new recruit up to the top of a hill overlooking a forest, and he says, "What do you see?" And the new recruit says, "A beautiful view." He says, "I see fuel." True?
Absolutely true. At the 30,000 foot level, when the new recruits come in, they're looking at the 5-10 foot level, and they're just excited to be there. They're looking at everything that's happening. So we talk about that a lot with all the new recruits, is the 30,000 foot level and understanding the big picture of what's really going on, so that they're safe.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned fire mitigation. Tell us what everyday homeowners can do to prevent fires once they start from getting worse.
Well, you can keep your brush and shrubs, everything that's away from your house, if you can do it, 100 feet away from your house, keep that trimmed up, keep it down low, and then keep everything with your neighbors. Pass that on to your neighbors. We have a program through the Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority where you can get reimbursed for some of those costs, and you can contact our fire prevention office to get that information. But that's the big thing, is just keeping those fuels away from your house, away from your sheds, away from your vehicles, so that it doesn't cause more damage.
Mm-hmm. And Cody and Tammy, in addition to the fill the bus promotions you're doing for back to school supplies, you're also doing something on July 27th for local military families and families in need, right?
Yes, so this is fill the bus. All these school supplies that are coming in are going to go to filling backpacks, like we had talked about earlier. So mm-hmm. We're going to fill the backpacks, and we're going to give the backpacks away on July 27th in Chino Valley at the Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority Station 61. And it'll be for the military families from 9 to 6, and then other families that are in need from 10 to 6. And the reason why we do the military families first is because we're partnered with Operation Homefront, and the main majority of what we get these supplies for is for the military families first, and then we always have lots of stuff left over, so then we give that to other families in need. But, yeah, August 1st is the one that we're doing in Prescott Valley, and that'll be at the Humboldt Unified School District office on Robert Road, and we'll do it with the military families from 9 to 3, and then families in need from 10 to 6.
Mm-hmm. Now, Cody, were you a military veteran?
I was not, no.
How about you, Tammy?
No, I'm not.
Neither one. The reason I ask is this. Whenever I have a first responder in here, I always ask them, what about being a veteran prepared them for being a first responder?
Yeah.
And a lot of them, the first thing out of their mouths is the self-discipline, the training, the teamwork. Tell us how important it is to know that your fellow firefighters have your back.
Yeah, that's very important, and they get that when we put them on through a six-week academy when they come into our organization, and part of that is to put them through tests and stresses that they wouldn't have be able to succeed by themselves. They have their groups, there were three or four other people, and if somebody's going to try to do it on their own, they're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what you're talking about. When you go inside a house fire, if you're going to try to do something on your own, you're probably going to have a poor outcome. If you're going to stay together as a team, whether that's with one or two other people, that's what they're there for, is that you guys can communicate together and keep together and come out of there safely after you mitigate the hazard that you went in for.
Do you find that people who are going through a house fire sometimes in trying to stop the fire will just make it worse?
Yeah, absolutely. And we tell people, if you notice your house is on fire, shut your doors and get out and go to wherever you have your designated areas, their safe area, and let us come and take care of the hazard. Don't go in there and get hurt, get smoke inhalation, or worse yet, get burned. It's not worth it. A life is way more precious than your house is. We can replace the house, but we can't replace the life.
Mm-hmm. Has there been anything in your experience, either during your training or as a firefighter? I know you had certain expectations of the career you were going into, but in terms of the ferociousness of a fire and all the elements you're going into, compare a house fire with, say, a wildland fire.
It's sustained to that house. Out in front of the fire, because that's when people get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So we always try to make plans of where we're going to, we call them, set up a line of where that's going to be, and we'll go to that line, whether that's a road or whether that's a highway or something that's dividing that, and we'll go prepare that so when the fire hits that, hopefully it knocks it down or slows it down.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't go directly on with the fire and wildland fires.
And even with all the preparation and all the work you guys do, once you get there at the wildland fire, you're still pretty much at the mercy of Mother Nature, aren't you?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. It's a tough job, right, Tammy?
Yep.
I don't envy the wife of a firefighter, but we do admire because of what you do makes him able to do his job. We're very, very grateful for that. And we thank you for all of your work, too, on behalf of the Firefighter Angel Foundation. That is Tammy and Cody Rose. Is there a web page or a phone number where people can get more information?
Yes, they can go to our website, firefighterangel.org, or like us on Facebook at Firefighter Angel Foundation. And then if you have any questions about this filibus or back-to-school supply giveaway, you can call Tammy, 928-710-3816.
And also thanks to our friend Janice Russell at Stone Ridge for her part with the Prescott Club in the Firefighter Angel Foundation Fill the Bus event at Stone Ridge coming up on Monday the 23rd. Stay tuned because we've got more coming up today, including a chat about the writing life with John Marr from the Professional Writers of Prescott. Then we'll talk to our friends from the VFW. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
You ever look at one of those big yellow one-hour heating and air trucks? That's an entire stock room on wheels being driven by a background check drug-free tech who brings everything he needs to fix your system right then and there. If he was any better, he'd wear a superhero cape.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh for Lamb Nissan, where the summer savings are sizzling.
Right now, all 2018 Altimas are 25% off. Drive an Altima S for only $18,285. That's $6,000 in savings. Or get a brand new Sentra for under $16,000. Need something bigger? Drive a 2018 front-wheel drive Nissan Rogue S for only $21,488. Or a brand new all-wheel drive Nissan Rogue S for only $22,988. Your choice. Over 4,500 off. Rather have a truck? Why buy you? Used when you can buy new for less. Drive a 2018 Frontier for under $20,000. Plus, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months on all 2018 models.
Go to LambNissan.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. I'm Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan, and we're here to serve.
Prices include all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license, dealer dock fee, and $385 3M package. 2018 Altima must finance with an MAC. Offer expires July 31st, 2018.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales, Warriors Heating and Cooling, Prescott Brewing Company, You Pick It, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Yavapai Heating and Cooling, Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino, Quality Collision, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Prescott Dirt, Home Furnishings Direct, M-Co, Bradshaw Family Dental, Yavapai Block, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. D-backs host the Rockies Friday at 6 on AM 1130, Man 99.9 FM in Prescott, and Chino Valley at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A. Take me out to the ball game. Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect? This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
You know, if you don't care who you let in your house, call any heating and air conditioning company. But if you want a license, background check, drug-free tech with all the tools they need and a truck full of parts showing up on time, guaranteeing their work, well, you call 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Hey, this is Monday, but tomorrow, of course, is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics coming to the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Tomorrow evening, it is a classic, Jerry Maguire, the movie that made a star out of Renee Zellweger, with Tom Cruise portraying essentially Agent Lee Steinberg, who represented a whole bunch of pro athletes. Cuba Gooding Jr. won the Oscar for this movie for Best Supporting Actor, and Cuba Gooding Sr., his father, you might recall, was the lead singer of the R&B band The Main Ingredient. Everybody plays the fool. So is that, you remember? John Moore, it's great to have you on the show. Tell us the mission of the professional writers of Prescott.
Well, we're a collection of writers in Prescott Valley, Chino Valley. We've been around for 35 years. I'd like to say it's like a 12-step support group without the 12 steps. You know, writing is a lonely endeavor. You're just there with the keyboard and punching out ideas and putting it on paper. And so it's good to get together and talk to people who are in the same boat, and that's what we do.
I remember Norman Mailer wrote a book, I believe the title is called The Spooky Art, about being a writer. And, you know, there are so many great quotes from famous writers who say, the first page you write in your book, you will stare at a blank sheet of paper until blood droplets form on your forehead. Once you get past the first page, you pretty well got it made.
I haven't been bleeding yet.
Come on.
We meet at 6 o'clock in the evening in the Founders Suite. And what we do is we have nine of these monthly meetings. We invite a speaker, and they talk about some aspect of writing. And we've had people come in and talk about the importance of book covers, how to grab attention. We've had people come in and talk about how to develop characters. And I think you were at the last meeting where we had Jerry Lincoln, who came in and talked about self-publishing, which is a hot topic. And she really knew how to do it because she's self-published over the last 10 or 15 years, 25 titles over under three or four different, you know, nom de plume, so to speak. And it's really amazing because she's written romance novels and self-help, and so, you know. But that's the, you know, the level of experience of our members really runs the gamut. You've got people who have published lots of books and are out there pushing their books, you know, going to the festivals and the writing conferences and whatnot. And then there are other people who have published a book or two, and they just get it out there and see what happens. And then there are people like me who are in the throes of trying to put the book together, and then there are people who are just starting out, and, you know, it runs a gamut.
There's an old joke that runs in Los Angeles where people who hail a taxi cab or a Lyft or an Uber, the minute they get in the back seat, the driver hands them their screenplay to review. Have you ever had a member want you to look over what they've written to be their free editor?
I haven't, but we've had people come in and, you know, ask. You have to be careful about who reads your stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
You don't want your best friend reading
it. No, you don't want your family or best friend. You won't get the true fact.
That's right.
You know. I haven't figured that one out yet.
Well, I would bet, too, having been to a few meetings recently, that even if you're not interested in publishing your own book, there are a lot of writing opportunities this can help people with, such as writing articles for newspapers, magazines, promo items, press releases, even blogging, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, what we talk about is the writing craft and how to structure sentences and, you know, the whole nine yards. But it tends to be more creative. I mean, we do four workshops a year, and we have experts come in and talk about things. And the last one was terrific. We had Professor Lorraine Herring, who heads up creative writing at Yavapai College. She came in and gave a 2.5-hour presentation on, it was called From Trauma to Drama. And it was the way to get grief and emotion into your writing. And it was one of the best presentations. I learned a lot. So there's a lot to learn.
And back in my hometown, I went to a writer's conference where I made the unfortunate joke about friends of mine who spend their summer vacation at the beach diagramming sentences. I thought it was a joke. Then I saw these people turn and look at me angrily, and I realized that's how they spend their vacation, on the beach diagramming sentences.
Oh, no.
So, you know, when as important as creativity is in writing, you have to learn the basics of the language first, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I majored in English, so I know the basics, you know. But I think I don't want to be bothered by the punctuation police, you know.
Yeah.
It's creative writing, you know. So, I mean, Faulkner didn't use periods.
You know? Look at E.E. Cummings.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, there's got to be room for that.
Sure. And how important is it, as someone who wants to be a writer, how important is them for them to be a voracious reader?
I think that's where it starts.
Yeah.
It really does. Because from reading, especially reading different types of books, you get a feel for style and how to develop character and how to develop plot. And, you know, I've been a reader all my life, so it's come pretty easily. But I think that most writers are voracious readers.
You know, you had a guest speaker a couple of months ago, the former LAPD detective Mike Rothmiller,
right,
who has written 23 books.
Yes.
In fact, his latest one is called Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions. And Mike was talking about, and this is something anybody who's writing nonfiction needs to know, when you're trying to get information out of people, there can be a struggle. And Mike talked about the Freedom of Information Act, which he called FOIA, how tough it is sometimes, and it can be very time-consuming and very painstaking to get the information you need, because not everyone wants it out there, do they?
No, no. Well, research, you know, putting together a book, there's a lot of work that goes into just, you know, getting prepared to write, especially if you're doing, you know, a historical novel or something that's based on history. But Mike, of course, you know, that one example he used, that would it take him 16 years to finally get the, so, you know.
And then when he finally got it, it came to him like a flood.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was, most of it was recently declassified government materials.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When you find out what the government used to classify, your hair will stand on it, won't it? Yeah, it really will. You know, is there any particular book, John, that has really, really influenced you in your life?
Oh, wow. I tell you, one of my favorite books, and I really love the book, it's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Sure, Ken Kesey.
I really love books that are very character driven, and you know,
yeah,
his
certainly is that
absolutely came off the page.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a favorite book because initially, when Michael Douglas optioned the book and announced that what's his name was going to be Randall P. McMurphy.
Nicholson.
Nicholson. I was furious. And then when Nicholson pulled it off, he was Randall P. McMurphy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, Randall P. McMurphy is 6'4", redheaded, and just a brute of a guy. And so, you know, it's a great book, great movie. They caught the characters.
In fact, the director, Milos Forman, I believe Milos Forman, he just died a few months ago.
Right.
And you know, you mentioned the characters. I believe back in my single days, I dated Nurse Ratched. I'm not sure. not a fond remembrance of my life. I think the book that influenced me the most, John, I mentioned, you know, being a voracious reader. I've always read so many newspapers and nonfiction books, things like this. And an awful lot of professional writers were raised on the classics. Oh, yeah. I was not. I never read a word of Shakespeare. I wasn't very well versed in the Bible, classical literature, things like this. And I would see references to those that I wasn't picking up on. So one day at the library, I asked for some help on that, and they directed me to Binet's Reader's Encyclopedia, which is about that thick. Huh. I've had the same copy now about 30 years. And anything that has to do with any classical literature, names, dates, passages, quotes, scenarios, anything, it's all in there.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, things started making sense again. So, like, when the football Cardinals made their move here to Arizona from St. Louis, a St. Louis sports writer said it was a Faustian deal that Bill Bidwell made with Arizona. I thought, Faustian deal. Okay, why am I not getting this? Oh, now I get it. Okay, because of that book that answered so, so many questions. So tell us when your next meeting is.
It's July 24th at the Prescott Public Library at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
First floor, Founders meeting room.
Mm-hmm. And it's always a very conversational meeting, isn't it?
Well, this meeting is our annual network meeting, mm-hmm. and it's a free-flowing give and take. Come with a question, you know, ask about self-publishing or how do I find an editor or, you know, what software program will help me do my writing, because there's a lot of different software programs out there now. So it's wide open, and it's a good meeting. It's well attended, and you learn stuff.
Sure. You know, having spent 10 years in Southern California, I got to know a lot of screenwriters, and they would always use the Final Draft Pro software to do a screenplay. And I said, what is so great about Final Draft? And if you've ever written a screenplay, you'll get this joke. He says, it frees you from the tyranny of the tab key. What a great line, because if you've ever tried to write a screenplay, you're hitting that tab key constantly.
Yeah, well, the software I use, it's called ProWriter,
mm-hmm.
and it's just super for doing rewrites and buffing up your work,
mm-hmm.
you know. The only thing is it was written by an English guy, so the spell check, you know, it'll come up with, you know, English spellings, but otherwise it really helps.
You know, regular listeners know that I interview nationally published authors all the time, and I ask every single one I interview the same question, so I'll ask it of you. At some point in your book, did the plot lines and characters' stories converge to create a flood that you had to suddenly keep up with?
Not yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Because almost every writer, you know, it's funny because the writers I've interviewed will say, you must be a writer, because that's a question only a writer would ask.
Yeah.
Because writers know how that feels. You struggle so hard to come up with the right thing to say, and then at some point in the book, you got to catch up with what your characters are doing, and it starts writing itself.
Well, I've been writing, I started three novels mm-hmm. and got several chapters into them and hit the wall. And it's not writer's block. It's, oh, God, this is tougher than I thought.
Yeah.
So I've written 45 short stories, which I'm putting together in a book.
Mm-hmm.
I call them vignettes.
Sure.
You know, and they're taken from my life, mm-hmm. and they're mostly funny or poignant or whatnot. And so that's what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm. Best advice you ever got as a writer or from a writer?
Sit down and write.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sit down and write. That's it right there.
I mean, one of the great quotes, the guy who wrote, I can't think of his name now. Boy, I'm drawing a blank, but he was invited to Harvard to speak. And they asked him, he asked the question of the audience, how many people here want to be writers? And everybody raised their hand.
Sure.
And he said, then why are you sitting here? Go home and write.
Oh, well, you know, the best advice I ever got, being a wannabe writer, he said, write what you know and marry into money. So, anyway. John Marr, thank you so much.
Well,
how can people learn more about the Professional Writers of Prescott?
Well, we've got a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Our website is under reconstruction, or you can drop me a line at Prescott Writers Club. @gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Or stop in on the, can they come in? Is this coming up meeting, the networking meeting? Is that open to the public?
All of our meetings are open to the public.
And that's coming up the fourth Tuesday?
Yeah, 24th of of July.
6 p.m. at the Prescott Library,
yep.
Right? Very good. John Moore, Professional Writers of Prescott. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. We've got News with Link coming up on today's Q&A. Then we'll talk with our friends from the VFW, Post 10227 in Prescott Valley. That's coming up today on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Gardening in the mountains can be very challenging. For tips and tricks, tune into The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
This week we cover the summer perennials that have impressive blooms. You're going to be wowed after this week's show, and so are your gardens. You'll be a perennial pro after this week's show.
The Mountain Gardener, three times every weekend, Saturday mornings at 8 and 11, and Sunday mornings at 8 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
KQ&A Cinnamon and Movie Review is up next, brought to you by Lynx Lake Cafe.
The Lynx Lake Cafe and campgrounds are open, open, open. That's not fake news, that's lake news from Lynx Lake Cafe. Open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the great Sunday brunch from 8 till 2. Plus, boat rentals are open as well. That's the lake news from Lynx Lake Cafe, located on the Prescott National Forest, off Walker Road, just 2 miles south of Highway 69. Make no mistake, it's open at the lake, the Lynx Lake Cafe.
Time for your KQ&A Cine-A-Minute Movie Review. Now showing at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Skyscraper, The Towering Inferno meets Die Hard with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Working security for a 240-story Hong Kong tower, which terrorists have set afire with Johnson's wife, Nev Campbell, and their kids inside, whom Johnson would give his left leg to save. While cops take the elevator, The Rock climbs 96 stories on a construction crane, jumping into a wind turbine so he can open the panic room doors. Kids, don't try this at home unless you're Johnny Knoxville. 2.5 yippee-ki-yays out of 4 for the preposterously entertaining Skyscraper. That's your KQ&A Cine-A-Minute. I'm DJ Phone.
KQ&A Cine-A-Minute Movie Review has been brought to you by Lynx Lake Cafe.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with the Checkup News and Weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The search is on for a man who robbed the 1AZ Credit Union in Prescott Valley.
A Hispanic man between the ages of 20 and 22 committed the robbery at the credit union on Pavway at around 4 Friday afternoon. As officers arrived on scene, it was revealed the man had fled the area on foot. However, Prescott Valley Sergeant Jason Kaufman explains through surveillance video they know what the suspect was wearing.
Reading glasses, baseball type hat, a blue Captain America t-shirt, blue jeans, and white sneakers. According to witnesses, the suspect committed the robbery by threatening to use force.
The suspect is 5 feet 11 inches tall, weighs 140 pounds, and he has short, dark hair and facial hair. Kaufman says they're seeking any information from the public on this incident.
Anyone who knows the identity of the suspect are encouraged to call the Prescott Valley Police Department or Yavapai Silent Witness.
The phone number for the Prescott Valley Police Department is 772-9267, and Yavapai Silent Witness can be reached at 1-800-932-3232. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
A reminder that satellite tracking devices can be helpful when you get
lost on a hike. 1 week ago, the Alpine County Sheriff's Office received a call from a woman reporting her 44-year-old husband and their 8-year-old son hadn't returned from a hike in the Beaver Creek area near Sedona. Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies got GPS coordinates from a Spot brand tracking device showing a location near the Bell Trail in the Wet Beaver Wilderness area. The device hadn't moved for nearly 48 hours. The man's unaccompanied vehicle was located by deputies at the Bell Trailhead parking lot. Early Tuesday morning, the Alpine County Search and Rescue Team's backcountry unit crews assembled and began coordinating efforts to find the missing father and son. An Arizona Department of Public Safety helicopter found the pair midway up a canyon face in rugged terrain surrounded by thick brush with no identified trail. The two were airlifted out of the area by helicopter. They were uninjured, but they did run out of food and water. They used water from Beaver Creek to stay hydrated. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Monsoon rains linger for the start of the week. Expect an overnight low of 64 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 86 tomorrow and a high of 87 on Wednesday. 70 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Rudy Valley with a high on Tuesday of 94 and a high on Wednesday of 95. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We've built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Some men's health concerns are not easy to talk about, but the team at Northern Arizona Healthcare's Verde Valley Medical Clinic Urology can help put you at ease. You'll receive the highest quality care for services, which include prostate screenings, vasectomies, and other urologic concerns. Call 928-649-7970 to schedule an appointment today, or visit nahealth.com for more information. Northern Arizona Healthcare, your friendly neighborhood provider group.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, it's always great to have friends in the studio. That's certainly the case right now. Jose Rodriguez is here. He is with VFW Post 10227. For the last several years, we've always talked to John Stuzinski, who I understand is happily retired. And Jose, you are now the commander. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
You both earned those very satisfactory places. We're glad to have you with us again, and you are here on behalf of some big things coming up with VFW Post 10227. What's going on?
Yes, sir. We have a lot of things coming up, and we have our normal Friday night dinners that we invite the public to come to for donations of $12, and we have fish fry every Friday night, and then we have a blue plate special. This week we have chicken enchilada casserole. But the more important thing is we have the Shades of Yesterday that will be playing from 6:30 to 8:30. So the public is welcome.
And you've also got a big event coming up, I believe, the 21st, a golf tournament?
Yes, the Bradshaw Mountain High School, they came by today and asked me to let everybody know they have a golf tournament on July 21st down there at Prescott Country Club. And Bradshaw Mountain High School has been a very, very active school to help out veterans and the public, first responders. And matter of fact, they're going to be opening up some of their home games to the first responders and the veterans. If they have a card, the police show it at the special gate. They get in for free.
I understand they're also going to honor veterans with a presentation at midfield, correct?
That's true.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Jose, I wanted to pass along a story since the World Cup soccer tournament just came to an end. And are you a baseball fan at all?
Yes, sir.
You might recall the Hall of Fame announcer Jack Buck, who was on CBS and Fox for decades. He was the hometown announcer for my team, the St. Louis Cardinals. Well, anyway, on Memorial Day in the early 90s, Jack was in the dugout waiting to do his pregame show, and this was Memorial Day. So the color guard, military color guard, was on the field going through their paces. And Jack happened to strike up a conversation with another man who was standing outside the dugout. His name was Frank Borgi. Frank was the city crematory operator, but more notably, Frank had been the goalie on the last American team to win the World Cup, the 1950 World Cup. He was the goalkeeper. Well, they both had military histories, too. So they started talking about their military experience. And Jack Buck says, you know, Frank, when I was 19, I was shot at the bridge at Remagen. And Borgi goes, I know that, Jack. And Jack Buck says, oh, have I told you before? He says, no, Jack, I was the medic who treated you at the scene. What are the chances of that happening? The first time I read that, the hair on my arm stood up. I couldn't believe it. But that is just, you know, that's just part of what the people that we honor every day go through. And you hear stories like that all the time at the VFW, don't you?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, I met a guy that was in the same place I was at in Vietnam, the same exact time. He was in the Army. I was in the Air Force. But yet we remember things that happened. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know each other till recently.
Mm-hmm. And you find out you have some shared connections there.
Yes.
When you watch a war movie, do you ever just kind of roll your eyes and go, dude, that stuff just doesn't happen?
Yes and no.
A military movie.
Yeah, they play it up. Matter of fact, just the other day I saw Operation Dumbo Drop, and I said, I was stationed at Pleiku, and it doesn't look nothing like that. There was no asphalt roads. It was dirt roads back then. But this, we're talking back in 69.
Sure. Yeah, a little dramatic license at work there, you think? You've got the Stand Down 2018 coming in September. What is that going to be about?
We have a Stand Down once or twice a year, and it's September 28th through the 30th, and it's going to be at the Frontier Village in Prescott. And the hours on Friday and Saturday from 8 to 6 and Sunday 8 to noon. Any veteran who needs clothing, shoes, we get used and new, slightly used clothing, jackets, blankets for these veterans that are homeless and that need help. And they come by there and they get it, no questions asked. They get it for free.
That's great. And coming up in August on the 19th, you have a Hawaiian luau.
Yes, that's going to be at the Post, one of our members at the Post, Skip Raines, and his wife's from Hawaii. They want to have a luau to help support the VFW and to help get stuff for Stand Down. Any donations for Stand Down, we will pick them up or deliver them to the VFW. Would be greatly appreciated, and we'll give them to Skip and Naomi, and they will take it to the Stand Down.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your own military experience.
Okay, I will tell it straight. When I was in high school, I barely made it out, so I got drafted. I didn't want to be in school, so they took me into the Army. I didn't want to go to Vietnam, so I turned around and joined the Air Force. I got the schooling I wanted. Then all of a sudden, they turned around and said, you're going to Fort Benning, Georgia, to jump school. Because you're going to carry a mobile communication unit for the 101st Airborne in Vietnam. I said, what part of this don't you understand? So I got at it going on that assignment by failing my last 4 weeks of school, and then I got put into civil engineering. May of 69, I stayed in MacDill Air Force Base until May of 69 when they sent me up for combat training up in Eglin Air Force Base because I was being attached to what people don't know, that the Air Force had a group like the Seabees and the Army Corps of Engineers. It was called Red Horse, and I got assigned up there to combat engineering. And after that, I went to Phuket, Thu Hoa, Pleiku, Vietnam.
Can you say those on the air, those words? Okay. So what, you know, people who have never been in the military and who have never been in active duty probably have a certain mindset about Vietnam. What would you say to them to change what they probably believe?
Well, these kids that are in Afghanistan and everything today are fighting the same battle we had back then. You don't know who the enemy is. It was a 360 war, the same thing these kids are going through today. I have a grandson in the Marine and a grandson in the Army, and one of them's been over there a couple of times. And he finally told me, Grandpa, you were right when you said we don't know what's going on. The good thing about me getting drafted was I had no direction coming out of high school. When I got back from Vietnam, I went to college and I worked 40 to 50 hours a week, and I carried a 3.2 average in college, going to school four nights a week. It woke me up.
Yeah. And you got some very valuable training in the military, too, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Unbeknownst to me at the time, I was a squad leader. I was a hooch chief. I was NCO in charge of the electric shop. And when I got out, I became a supervisor, a foreman, supervisor, manager, because of not knowing that they were building me up to be a leader.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Explain to us civilians, a hooch chief?
We had a barracks of eight people over in Vietnam, and we had to keep it small because, you know, with rockets coming in, you didn't want to lose everybody at one time.
Sure.
So I happened to be the one in charge of the hooch. So if something happened, like the kid above me, he went out on patrol with an Army squad. We were going to build an LZ, and he went out to explore it, so we knew where to go the next day. And the sergeant from the Army patrol came back and said, who's the hooch chief? You need to pack his bags. He didn't make it.
Oh, my.
So it was a life lesson of responsibility.
Sure.
You had to take care of things that you would have never thought of.
When I first heard Hooch Chief, I was thinking of the scene from The Great Escape where Steve McQueen has made the homemade vodka, and he's spooning it out, and he's saying, don't get any on your shoes. That's the first thing I'm thinking of. But Jose Rodriguez, always a pleasure to have you on the show. We look forward to your next appearance. Got some big events coming up. What's the phone number or webpage for the VFW?
And the webpage is vfw10227@gmail.com. or Mingus Mountain Post 10227.org.
Very good. Jose Rodriguez, and congratulations on your new post. Say hello to John Stuzinski next time you see him for us.
Thank you,
Stay
DJ.
Tuned. We've got some final thoughts coming up, and this week's Q&A guests coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Leah here from City of Prescott Water Resource Management. Join us Wednesday, July 18th at noon at the Prescott Public Library for our next Water Smart drop-by-drop presentation. Our seventh interactive educational presentation will guide you through your water bill. Together, we'll learn how to become a water smart community. Again, that's July 18th at noon at the Prescott Public Library. See you there. For more information, please visit www.prescottwater.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me every weekday from 9 to noon right here on KQNA. I'm proud to be part of KQNA's live talk block every day. No pulling of punches because we tell it like it is. And if you like to think, well, you'll love my show. And if you don't like to think, well, by golly, you need my show. The Dennis Prager Show weekdays from 9 to noon on the talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection, and it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
On Thursday, Scott Hine making his annual visit to talk about the Prescott Antique Car Club show. We'll have Allie from the Yavapai Humane Society here Thursday, as well as Rabbi Holly Levin Cohn from Temple Beth Shalom. Just want to let you know that coming up is the Ben Shapiro Show, and in today's Arizona Republic, a great quote for anybody who writes letters to the editor. It's Joseph Addison, an English essayist and poet. He wrote, quote, "A man must be both stupid and uncharitable who believes there is no virtue or truth but on his own side." And that was written how long ago? Back in the 1600s. Stay tuned now for the Ben Shapiro Show. Join me back here Tuesday at 2 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.